It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
The job of Police Commissioner of Barbados is clearly a very demanding one. The newly appointed Richard Boyce has wide responsibility for everything from ensuring policing of the main cultural events of Kuduma and Kwapover to fears of rising crimes, including gun crimes, rising road accidents, drug smuggling, concerns with rising juvenile crime, and the list goes on. One that at some time will be added to this list, if it hasn't been already, is criminal activity related to cryptocurrency. From deciphering whether it is indeed cryptocurrency related, such as crypto money laundering, to unrelated frauds such as the Blessing scam, downright Ponzi and other schemes similar to OneCoin which are designed to take money from the unsuspecting. Then there is ransomware and another list of crimes. The good news is, according to accounts by the Financial Intelligence Unit and the police force earlier this year, there has been no evidence of cryptocurrency-related crime in Barbados. Not so globally. Chainalysis is a highly reputable research and consultancy service business in the field of blockchain and money laundering. In its 2022 report released in June, which reviewed developments last year, Chainalysis found cryptocurrency-based crime hit a new all-time high in 2021. Illicit addresses receiving $14 billion in the course of the year, up from $7.8 billion in 2020. Not surprising, because transactions in crypto legally have grown in the trillions of dollars. Blockchain Business recently noted online crime has been a continuing spike, with criminal organizations becoming more sophisticated and even offering manuals for sale. In the overall online fraud picture, cryptocurrency-related crimes is a fraction. We do not wish the new Commissioner of Police, Richard Boyce, sleepless nights, but he might just have one more item to add to a long list of criminal matters. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, from the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.